This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. officials say intelligence tips that culminated in the capture of Saddam Hussein are now leading to other figures in the Iraqi insurgency. 73 suspected guerrillas were arrested early today in a raid north of Baghdad, along with a man identified as the group's local leader. Saddam Hussein himself is said to have offered little information so far about the insurgency. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today that he has asked the CIA to take charge of the interrogation in hopes of gleaning more information. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
As more details emerge about the intelligence that led to Saddam's arrest, it becomes clear the operation involved old-fashioned police work. Donald Rumsfeld said today it shows how difficult it is to find people, how much persistence is required,
and how important it is to take scraps of seemingly disparate information from widely different locations, piece them together, work them in a timely way, and then be poised, cocked and ready to move in a matter of minutes or hours.
It took 8 months to find Saddam. He was not using cell phones or radios, so there were no electronic communications to intercept. Information came only in bits and pieces as thousands of Iraqis were arrested and questioned. Michael Vickers is a former Special Forces officer and CIA operative.
Interrogation is a real central aspect to this because we've been capturing people, and we also went into an area without an established intelligence network. The Ba'ath Party regime owned the country before. We don't have a cooperative government in place, and so you come in there and you're starting really from scratch.
Intelligence officials say real progress in the hunt for Saddam came only after there was a shift in emphasis. Instead of going after the big fish, profiled, for example, in the U.S. military's famous deck of cards, U.S. forces started focusing on the little guys, people with family ties to Saddam, who might have been helping him to escape. Says one senior intelligence official, we came up with a list of names of people and started going after them one by one. Patrick Lang, a retired Army intelligence officer, notes that the final piece of information on Saddam's whereabouts came from someone who knew someone else.
The system then reacted well to that, combining it with other analysis and going out and picking up the right guy, finding out from him who the next right guy would be, and working their way down the chain of command, and the operational forces reacted well and they got him. National technical means, as they're called, satellites, things like that, those things do not seem to have been involved here. This was more like the kind of thing we used to do on the ground in Vietnam or in World War II or something like that.
In fact, this new intelligence approach in Iraq, first drawing up lists of people and then pursuing them one at a time, reminds some analysts of Operation Phoenix during the Vietnam War. In Iraq, the goal now is to identify the leadership of the insurgency movement. Not so different from the aim of the Phoenix program, says Michael Vickers.
The goal of Phoenix was to identify the Viet Cong infrastructure, and so that was the target analysis that was done. The difference in that case is that it was also to neutralize that infrastructure, where here it really is aimed at manhunting. But the basic thought process of mapping out what target one is going after is very similar.
Neutralizing individuals in Vietnam meant assassinating them. Defense officials emphasize that the counterinsurgency operation in Iraq is strictly in accord with the international laws of war. At the Pentagon today, Donald Rumsfeld defended the decision to publicize pictures of Saddam Hussein in captivity, saying the pictures were not meant to demean Saddam or to hold him up as a public curiosity, something that is forbidden under the Geneva Conventions.
On the other hand, he is an individual who is representative of a regime that has been replaced. And it's terribly important that he be seen by the public for what he is, a captive, without question.
Rumsfeld said Saddam is being given all the protections he would have as a prisoner of war, though he's not yet been legally classified as a POW. And Rumsfeld said today he had decided the responsibility of interrogating Saddam should be handled by the CIA.
They are the people who have competence in that area. They have professionals in that area. They know the needs we have in terms of counterterrorism, and to the extent that this individual can offer anything that even conceivably by accident would be helpful, we need to have people doing that.
Rumsfeld would not say what information, if any, Saddam has provided so far. As for Saddam's attitude toward his captivity, Rumsfeld said he seems to be resigned to it. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.